Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Hey everybody, we are back once again for another great episode of Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom.
I'm Travis. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, glad to be back again doing another episode in the park. I think this is going to be our new base of operations. I like this park. It's nice.
Yeah, so long good as flow. It doesn't rain, you know. It
doesn't rain, good flow, kids keep the fucking hell quiet. Other than that, though, we're here to talk about, obviously, everything that's been in the news lately. Time of recording is July 21st, and we're going to talk about the fun realization that I guess there was no Epstein stuff at all. I think he may, you know what, he's probably Santa Claus. He just never was in jail.
Did Epstein even die?
No.
Oh, dude, like.
He got a witness, he got WITSEC.
Did you see the, I promise you this is related. Did you just see the recent season premiere of It's Always Sunny?
Where
you
no, see the, I didn't get a chance.
The other half of the Abbott Elementary crossover.
Oh, there's the other half?
Yes. You could. There was more that we didn't see.
The premiere is just the other half of the crossover?
Yes.
That's actually genius fucking marketing, by the way. Yeah. So what happens?
So there's a scene. It's basically you find out like there was more stuff that they did, and you get to see like the main characters of Abbott Elementary because it's done like it's still the documentary
style.
And there's like, oh, there's more footage that we didn't show you.
Oh god, are they all cussing kind of?
Yeah, cussing. Like oh, yeah, god. You get to see the Abbott characters cuss a lot more.
Oh, that's awesome.
But there's this one scene where the gang is sitting in the cafeteria for lunch. And they're all hitting this realization that none of the kids here remember 9/11, because they're probably born
after 9/11.
way. 9/11 is like ancient history to them, in the way that I don't know, fucking Iran-Contra is like ancient history to us.
that is great.
So they're arguing over this, and then the framing device is that Principal Coleman is like kind of narrating with all the footage on her computer, be like, okay, so this, she says, all right, so this argument goes on for a while, and it goes on for hours to where they kind of argue themselves into like 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like the conversation's gotten so off the rails that they eventually get to, were there even Twin Towers at all? I've never been to them. Were you ever there? I just know the pictures from what the government has shown me.
And they're in Philly. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, fucking.
So.
Charlie and Mac, I swear to God.
So.
You gotta watch that show, by the way, from the beginning, man.
I've been making my way through it. I'm on the third season now.
Did you get to the bedworms?
No. I just finished the one where everyone tries out for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. No, the bedworms, it gets super unhinged. You're like, okay, these guys know how to improv and write literally. It is literally like the raunchy Seinfeld where it's all about nothing, but my God, are they pulling off the script? Can they? These people are like comedic gold.
Now, to make this awkward, we are talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
At a park.
In very close proximity to a playground where there are a lot of children.
Yeah. And that's kind of perfect for this conversation because apparently there never was a list, even though for over a year, Trump's campaign promise was to release the list because he said there was a list.
Yeah. Well,
his campaign promise.
I don't think he himself actually said that, but it was like people in his campaign, including his oldest son, and people like in his orbit, which include the now director and deputy director of the FBI, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, who before getting those jobs at the FBI, all they did was go on podcasts, or in Bongino's case, host a podcast, where they, among other things, spouted conspiracy theories that, you know, the Biden administration has the evidence on Epstein and they, you know, they don't want to reveal it. But when Trump gets in there, we're going to fix that. And then Kash Patel drank the Kool-Aid and is like, hey, man, you know, he's telling Joe Rogan, like, hey, man, you know, if Epstein killed himself or didn't kill himself, do you think I would, like, not tell you that or something like that? He's, like, trying to gaslight Joe Rogan. And then, meanwhile, apparently Dan Bongino is, like, super upset and threatening to quit the FBI because everybody above him is like, no, 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 do not pursue this. And he's like, but that's the whole reason I lobbied Trump for this job that I absolutely did not deserve because I was going to pursue this. I actually believe in this. And shut the fuck up,
and
Dan.
This is the guy who was complaining too about the work hours.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The same guy complaining.
He's like,
wow,
man, I have to work so long. I mean, I get to come home late. I'm like, yeah, asshole, you're kind of sort of running the FBI. I imagine that would be a hard job to do. A lot easier than a podcast where you can make your own hours. Just record a couple hours a week and then have someone edit it for you. A luxury we don't have at the moment because I have to edit all of these.
We'll get there soon.
We'll get there.
We'll get there soon.
But yeah, I guess to back up, we know that Jeffrey Epstein is like, you know, a hedge fund, was a hedge fund billionaire investor type. He made a lot of close friends with politicians and other rich folks and people of influence,
including royal blood, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Like Prince, the names off the top of my head are Prince Andrew, Noam Chomsky, Bill Gates, Alan Dershowitz, and of course, two U.S. presidents, Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump did an interview in the New York Times saying in 2002. Talking about how good of friends he is with Epstein and that, you know, that just casually pointing out that Epstein's really into women, particularly younger. And, oh, by the way, I'm also into younger women. So.
Particularly my daughter. Dude, have you seen those pictures of him and his daughter? It's like, Jesus, dude, she's like grinding on your lap, literally.
Well, yeah. Well, I just think of the quote saying, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably date her. He would traffic in underage girls. And we'll call them girls.
Specifically from poor areas. Trailer trash, really.
Yeah.
The trailer park areas, because he knew like that was the easiest to get a hold of.
And we know, and Ghislaine Maxwell was like his partner in crime, kind of his accomplice.
Yeah, his partner in crime. She is an accomplice.
Yeah, total accomplice, which is why she's in prison.
Willing to talk, by the way.
Well, willing to talk. And it was only, but back in, you know, back in 2019, Epstein was arrested. He'd been arrested a couple of times, but the cases didn't go anywhere. But then in 2019, this seemed like, this is like the real thing.
Yeah, this will stick.
He got arrested in federal prison in Florida. By the way, Tom, who was president in 2019?
Donald Trump.
Really? It was Trump? I thought it was like, I don't know. You sure it wasn't Bill Clinton? You sure it wasn't Obama or Biden? No, you absolutely sure it was Trump? Huh. Interesting. By the way, this federal prison was in Florida. Do you know who the attorney general was for Florida? Like the state attorney general?
Please remind the public.
A woman named Pamela Bondi.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Who... Why does that name sound so familiar right now? Oh, right. She's the federal attorney general now under President Trump, who's the president. Again, the same president.
Almost, you could say, the same crew. Almost.
So,
you
know,
say.
At which this president was friends with the billionaire sex offender, child sex offender. Okay. I'm sorry, is there a tinfoil hat forming in my head? I feel like I'm coming up with the most obvious conspiracy theory here. Because as you know where I'm leading this to, you know, Jeffrey Epstein died in prison. He was found with a blanket around his neck and hanging from the ceiling of his cell. This is like shortly after he was taken off of suicide watch, by the way.
Very shortly after.
And I remember after this happened, of course, I'm on social media. You're not. So I saw this unfold before my very eyes. It was all sorts of memes about, you know, that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Particularly, it was like right-wingers sharing these memes, too.
Yeah,
which
it was all the right. Because, it was basically everyone who publicly voted and lobbied for Trump.
I think even like the Daily Wire was selling like Epstein didn't kill himself t-shirts.
You're literally saying every podcaster who publicly, openly lobbied for the second term of Trump.
Yeah,
it's the same people.
They were all in on this whole, like, we need to get to the bottom. I mean, granted, right-wingers are inherently susceptible to conspiracy theories. They have, like, this... I think a lot of them just have this, like, main character energy that, like... As I talked about before, it's like, I have the secret knowledge. I have the secret knowledge. I know better than everyone. That makes me special. So I think that's why they're really into that sort of thing. And granted, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Epstein conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Unlike, like, QAnon, which is just based on a bunch of online forum nonsense. Although, I don't know.
There are foreigners.
Maybe there were foreigners who bolstered some of that. The Epstein thing was like something that actually had kind of crossover appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would find myself, when I would see the Epstein didn't kill himself memes, I would find myself liking some of those. Because there was something kind of suspicious. It's like, okay, Epstein certainly had the power, the knowledge to bring a lot of people down.
To basically bring the house down.
Yeah. A lot of very important, powerful people down. And so, yeah, his death is kind of convenient there. And
when you think about it, like you said, his death being convenient, if you were one of those people who visited that island, wouldn't you want him dead? It just is that simple. If you were one of the people who visited.
And there's cameras everywhere, so if I'm doing some really bad things to little girls and it's all on camera, he has that footage, he has leverage over me, so if he wants to do a business deal with me, I don't have a lot of room to say no. And to make matter, and then there's like the rumors, because he also got into defense contracting work, which involved work with the United States and Israel, which leads to this rumor that supposedly there was a book that someone did on Epstein that declared the rumor that Epstein was doing some work for Mossad, mm-hmm. which is the Israel's version of the CIA, foreign intelligence gathering. And I don't think he was an agent. I think he was just sort of an informant or maybe a contract.
Yeah,
work. Like, I wouldn't think he'd be like a full-on agent.
No.
But if he was doing work for Mossad, it would have been like blackmail stuff. Like get dirty information or means to blackmail very important people.
To get money funneled in.
Now, we don't have any confirmation that any of that stuff is true.
But
it just adds to the mystique. Like, Epstein had the means to bring a lot of people down. Now, I never thought, with the Epstein didn't kill himself, I always kind of thought that phrase in and of itself was a bit of a distraction, because it's like, or maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe someone was like, you know what to do. You know, he could have. It doesn't negate the idea that there's a conspiracy to cover up, as far as I'm concerned.
But the conspiracy basically that he died for because to keep stuff quiet.
Yeah.
That's the conspiracy.
To me, it's like the if the glove don't fit, you can't convict thing, mm-hmm. where it's like, is that really the only, like where they duped a jury into thinking that was the only way to determine if OJ killed his wife, when it's not? Like, it was just a catchy saying to distract from everything else.
You gotta admit, it is catchy. Glove don't fit, you must acquit.
So, yeah, and I don't doubt that there are liberals, Democrats, or Democrat supporters that are vulnerable to this.
Everyone is.
And so, you know, if you were to tell me that, you know, Biden deliberately didn't do anything about it when he was president afterwards, because for that reason, I would believe it. Especially Biden, because he's been there forever. He knows all the old-timers, old dinosaurs in the Democratic Party. So, that made sense to me. But you know what Biden didn't do, and nobody supporting Biden or connected to the Biden campaign did? They never said, if you elect Biden, we're going to get to the bottom of Epstein. They never said, we're going to release the client list. They never did any of that. Like, maybe more just disinterest than anything, but they didn't.
Are you saying they didn't rabble the masses and rouse them?
No.
Rabble the
they didn't engage the conspiracy.
Rouse the rabble? Shit.
But the people behind Trump did
for this second term, yeah.
And so and they did it after he got elected because Pam Bundy comes in. This is February now. She does an interview with Fox News, and they ask her like, "Hey, you know, you got the client list for Epstein, right? Are you working on that in your new job as Attorney General?" And she says, "Yeah, it's sitting on my desk right now." And here's something. Here is a red flag that I've seen nobody talk about. One thing she kept saying is, you know, we believe the American people have a right to know. And she promised that they would release the client list once, I guess, they do all their investigating and processing or whatever. But she said, like, yeah, we believe the American people have a right to know about everything regarding Epstein. You know what she didn't say? She didn't say we're working on putting indictments together. Even though, if you're the U.S. Attorney General, you're a prosecutor. You're the prosecutor. The ultimate boss battle. The grand poobah of prosecutors. The final boss battle of prosecutors.
You are Judge Dredd.
The prosecutor to end all prosecutors. You are, yeah. You know what a prosecutor...
You are the Lord of Cinder from Dark Souls.
Do you know what a prosecutor's job is? It's not to facilitate the charity of making information more transparent to people. A prosecutor's job is to put people in prison.
You're saying a prosecutor's job is to prosecute?
Yes, that's what prosecute.
No,
in criminal court, that's what prosecuting means. It's to put people behind bars. And she never once promised that she was going to do that. And that was always a red flag to me. And I wish other... I can't be the only one, because I'm just a dumb nobody. I can't be the only one who caught on to that. Maybe it's because I always knew they were full of shit on this anyway. But I was like, are you gonna arrest anybody? No? Oh, well, then who cares what the client list means if nobody's going to jail? And then, yeah, then this past month, the big story... Yeah, arguably the biggest story of July.
It's the biggest story of July. It is.
Yeah, the Justice Department came out and said, actually, we know for sure that Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself. And also, there is no client list. Did we say there was a client list? No, we didn't.
Yeah, there never was.
MAGA lost their shit. Oh, it's the great betrayal. And the amount of cope I've seen to deal with this has been staggering.
Really? So, because you're online, like you said, more than me with social media. So what's been the cope? I'm curious. I know there's a divide right now,
One, it's like there's been attempts to try to blame Pam Bondi for this.
Oh, yes.
It's
right.
All her
They're
fault.
Trying to plan,
even though she,
blame
and,
her
and therefore
ass.
Not, and therefore, as a way to not blame Trump, even though Trump is her boss, and therefore Trump could just be like, yo, you got to release the files. Like, what? She could just tell him no. Hey, just really, I want this information declassified to the public. No. Like, you think she has the authority to do that? No. So, there's that. There's been some Democrats in Congress, the smart ones in Congress, who are like, hey, let's hold a vote to... demand the White House to release the Epstein files, the client list. I think Ro Khanna supported that initiative. He's like one of the better members of Congress, in my opinion. All the Republicans voted no. All the Republicans
Wow.
voted no on that vote. And to be fair, that was like a force the vote kind of thing, where I don't think they were serious about like that it would actually go through. It was more like
to tell.
We want you on record
yeah.
that you were against this.
Seriously, so Republicans, I guess, are okay with little girls getting fucked. No, they all said no, right? I mean, who would say no?
If I was running against a Republican incumbent, that would be all over my campaign. Like, this guy, he supports pedophiles. Look at this vote. He's a retroactive accomplice to Epstein. He is covering up a sex trafficking ring. That would be. And now the sad thing is, I wish there were more Dems that were on board with this.
They weren't worried about re-election.
I know, like, Richie Torres, for example, tried to shrug it off, and Richie Torres is, like, at least for the Democrats, like, the biggest Israel cheerleader in Congress, which kind of makes me wonder, like, how serious those Israel connection rumors are.
Well, the thing was, speaking about Epstein killing himself, the footage went from that all the whole.
That's right.
Well, there's three different things we're hearing about. Four different things almost we're hearing about the footage. One, cameras weren't working that night.
Just to back up, you're referring to the footage
of his cell.
Of his cell.
The footage of Epstein's cell.
The night he
there's
died.
There's been four different things said about the camera system. One, it wasn't working. Two, there's a minute missing. Three, there's actually 2 minutes missing. Four, technically there was 3 minutes missing.
Yeah, well, because the first excuse is that the cameras weren't working that night. That's what they told us. That was like
whole thing.
When it first happened back in 2019.
Cameras were just faulty cameras.
Now they're saying, oh, actually, we do have footage. Did we say we didn't have footage? No, we didn't.
And then they're saying a minute was missing.
Yeah,
2 minutes was
Wired
missing.
Wired magazine did an investigation where it's like, hey, this footage has been edited. Where they looked into the data, the metadata, and they realized there was edits done to the video.
Because the thing is, if you, like you said, it comes down to this. If a guy has a sex trafficking network where an actual island is basically the pedophile island, and it's not just famous actors and actors, it's not just presidents, it's not just politicians, it's not just wealthy business owners of, you know, titans of industry and in royal blood, all those famous men of some influence and power to various degrees have been recorded on that island, video and then logged, like written logs of having sex with girls 15 and younger. Yeah, no. That list being released will literally undo a lot of shit. The economy would take a hit. Because
Yes, yes.
And it's
the most important thing.
And that's
the
why he's dead. That's why he's dead. And that's sad. And it's sad to say, like, the important thing is the economy. It's like, yeah, unfortunately, all those victims, it's like, it's sad to say that you being raped isn't as a level of importance as the economy shattering. Or better yet, the next decade of voting. Or better yet, the foreign political ties we have. Or how you look at Hollywood. You know who one of the many famous men whose pictures are in those... Remember before this list came out? By the way, there is a list, everyone, we've seen. It's called All Those Pictures That Got Released.
Epstein has taken pictures of him with his
buddies.
His buddies. Yeah.
And the thing is, people said, like, oh, we're waiting on the list. And I'm like, the list has been out visually for fucking years. It's called The Pictures. Do you know what famous Hollywood actor is on one of those pictures? Chris Tucker. And if you listen to one of his last stand-ups, it was about 7-8 years ago, but actually closer to 10 years ago, one of his stand-ups, him and Bill Clinton were actually really good buddies.
Interesting.
Like, they hung out kind of a lot. He one of his stand-up bits was joking about Bill Clinton. And guess who he was pictured with? Bill Clinton. Yep. And Epstein. Like, so it's like, everyone bullshits. It's like, okay, we got that. We got, you know, you said Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, various other, Prince Albert, then Chris Tucker, and then various other men that, like, everyone and their mother knows. So the list has been out. We see what that is. The big question is, one, the list needs to come out, like you said. They try to do a force vote to show really what's going on. Obviously, MAGA's split in half once again. I swear to God, it's like within the last 5 years, there's like a conservative civil war.
You see, like, which ones are like Republican, just simply Republican ops, like your Ben Shapiro's, your Charlie Kirk's, and those. But then you also see, but then it's like them versus like the true MAGA types that, like, they are there specifically for Trump, you know, kind of your Alex Jones and
C. Bannon, Michael Knowles, what's the other dude, Matt Walsh. But then also, too, don't forget the other conservatives who are just conservatives who just like, well, I'm not going to vote this way, so I'm just going to keep voting Republican. Yeah. And the thing is if the funny part is now that it's been, and even Trump's dismissing it, saying, like, why are we still talking about this? Who cares? And he's getting super upset that people are talking about this.
I want to talk about that, because that is, the way Trump is trying to hide it is super duper funny.
So much for his art of the deal.
And this goes back to, like, why I would find myself liking Epstein memes when they were a thing. Because part of it is because it was real. I feel like it was the closest thing QAnon had to, like, anything regarding, like, rich elites, worst of all, a rich Jewish elite, or a wealthy elite person who just happened to be a Jewish man, which is unfortunate there, harming children. it was like, okay, this is actually something real. And so, like, liberals and lefties could, like, get on board with that.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, well, this is an actual thing. Like, someone did get arrested. A really rich guy did get arrested for this. And just mysteriously. And instead of doing the thing where he, like, got acquitted because he's rich and got the best lawyers. No, he died in prison, which made it more kind of tantalizing. And it's like, yeah, you know, I agree. I mean, I would say to my, like, conspiracy riddled buddies, it's like, you know, you're nuts, but I do agree with you on this. So I think there is something very sussy to this.
It's like, what was it from Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
He's out of line, but he's right.
So when Trump is like doing this whole, like, why are we still talking about Jeffrey Epstein thing? It's like, and worse is that, like, his Truth Social posts. He's trying to do the same excuse line that he did with, like, the Steele dossier, the alleged connections with Russia, and all the other times that there have been, you know, all the other scandals he's been through, where he could just be like, the Democrats manufactured it. The Democrats manufactured it. It's the radical left.
They've duped the Trump supporters.
This is all just a smear campaign against me. Don't listen to them. And, like, MAGA never really cared about those things anyway, so they were able to get on board with Trump on that. He can't get away with it as well this time.
No.
This is, like, way too well documented, long gestating.
And it involves little girls
got
raped.
And which you know, the MAGA types are always obsessed with pedophiles. So obsessed with pedophiles, I would never want to leave a child alone with them. Because it's just the red flags. But it's like, yeah, you can't. It's like he can't run away with this issue like he used to. The way where he's like throwing his own supporters under the bus on this,
yeah,
being like, I think you guys were all duped. This is all
you're dumb.
You know, this is a Democrat hoax, and
you're falling for it.
And if you're on board with this, you're just as bad as the radical left. So it's like, you know, for all every right winger that was posting about Epstein for years and stuff like that, congratulations, you are now part of the resistance.
You've been labeled a dumbass. Come hang out.
We have cookies. Come join the club. And he's been trying to, like, change course, you know, make overtures to be like, well, I'm demanding that Pam Bondi release any information that she has, which, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Really trying hard to weasel, and the recent stunt that he did at time of recording, because this is coming out 2 weeks later, which makes this most unfortunate, is because something could happen in between. He has tried to put himself in sports news by saying that the Washington Commanders cannot have their new stadium in D.C.
until they change their name.
Unless they change their name.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. He's doing a lot of stuff to distract from this. He brought up the Texas flooding. He's doing this now with Washington Commanders. He basically he's very happy that Colbert is getting fired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff. He's using a lot of stuff right now to distract from this. And it's unfortunate because it's like this. Dude, people watch all forms of news. We can just keep track of, like, oh yeah, the Late Show will be gone forever in May,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's gonna be talking about, like, well, yeah, isn't that great? Because, you know, he's a talentless hack, Colbert. No, he's not. He's never been a talentless hack. Don't bullshit me. It just came 3 days after him mouthing off about the fucking merger. So no, you got involved in fucking television for some weird reason, and that's disturbing. You're trying to get involved with sports to distract us, because it's not just, mm-hmm. what was it? It's just not the Washington Commanders. It's also the Braves, right?
No, he was. Well, he was kind of. He's doing the whole.
No, he's messing with an MLB team too.
Well, I think the Commanders is, like, the only way where he could possibly mess with it. But he did name drop the Cleveland Guardians, used to be known as the Indians.
Yeah, he's
doing the conservative red meat of, like, hey, remember when we had racist Native American mascots for certain teams that no longer have them? Let's go back to that.
Well, he's just trying.
Come on.
Well, the thing is, he's just trying to distract people now mm-hmm. with stuff, and it's like, dude, we want. Everyone wants all of this taken care of, in a sense. Like, you can't distract us with it. Just release the list. And you know what it comes down to when I think more and more about this list? I think the sad truth is, let's say we get the list at time of recording, like, it's July 21st. We get the list by the end of the week, and it's the actual full list of everyone. Everyone under the sun who was on that island or who just rented one of, you know, Epstein's girls out here somewhere on the mainland of America. Mm-hmm. One, I sadly don't think people will acknowledge the truth of the list. There'll mm-hmm. just be people, like, you know, like you said, the tinfoil hats will just be like, oh, this is just a lie, whatever. It's yeah. not these real names. Maybe it's that name for sure, but not this name.
Yeah.
But two, at the end of the day, I wonder how many people actually give a shit. Now, first off, you're right. The list means nothing if there's no indictments. It means jack shit. Mm-hmm. But also, too, what would a person just individually think? Because throughout just American history and pulp culture, we've had a ton of pedophiles that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Seinfeld, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Michael Jackson. There's been a ton of pedophiles who are famous. Shit, the Diddy thing that just ended.
Yes.
Fucking, and then who...
Like two, where he still got found guilty on some things, but not like the important
real things.
Things,
yeah. And then even R. Kelly, that...
oh, God, yeah.
Who's that one comedian from Parks and Rec? Aziz? He made fun... He talked about... Aziz Ansari talked about R. Kelly for three back-to-back specials because he was kind of baffled that this guy was running around in public and he's openly said shit like, hey, well, how do you describe, like, he was interviewed, for example, R. Kelly, about, like, hey, you know.
Do you like teenage girls? When you say teenage, how are we talking? Girls who are teenagers.
19?
19 and younger.
I have some 19-year-old friends.
R. Kelly actually went to prison, though.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm saying, yeah. though, but hey, people still, hey, but Pete Davidson made a joke, is like this, yeah, but his music's great. That's the thing. As long as you're, there's a thing where it seems like in this country, as long as you're really good at something, you get to fuck a child. And there's a comedian, Australian comedian, Jim Jefferies, who said,
all I'm saying is, how talented do you have to be to fuck a kid? At what stage do we as a society go, but he was good, right? See?
Another comedian, Dave Chappelle, said a fucking great stand-up bit about basically,
he rapes. But he saves. And he saves more than he rapes, but he probably does rape.
People really don't care. And that's the sad truth about this country, because when that list ever, if it ever comes out, will the majority of the public really give a shit? Because, okay, again, Jerry Seinfeld, Michael Jackson, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley.
I also think about, you say about assaulting children, it's also specifically about girls. I actually wonder, like, how much, and you know, some have, but I wonder if, like, if it was boys.
Just nothing but boys on that island?
Little boys. If that would be, if there would have maybe been more action done. I was thinking, I recently saw a video. There's a YouTuber who goes by the name Little Bill. Not that TV show, but like he's, I think his name is actually Bill or William or something.
I forgot to lisp. Bill Cosby.
I think Bill Cosby only molested grown adults. But yeah, the YouTuber Lil Bill made a video about. He's a black YouTuber. He talks a lot about black issues, and his videos are like 90 minutes long, so it's nice to have on the background. But he was talking about kind of issues within the black church, and one thing he talked about was like certain pastors, big type like black megachurch pastors, who got disgraced because they got caught molesting little boys, and that they that basically destroyed their career. And he talked about like, yeah, no, because now he meant this as specifically in like talking about black culture, because that's kind of his lane, but I think this applies broadly. It's like, if it's little boys, yeah, people are going to be more fervently against it, but not because molesting children is bad. It's because of homophobia. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, men molesting boys, well, that's not very manly.
Gay.
That's gay, and we don't like that, and we don't want to be associated with that.
But I would counter-argue that.
Whereas, like, with a girl, whereas if it was with a girl, an underage girl, then people start making excuses. Like, well, maybe she tempted him. You know, like you said, how, well, define teenage. You know, little excuses like that.
She looked 21.
She, yeah.
Oh, wait. Remember, you ever see Raging Bull with Robert De Niro?
Long time
That's
ago.
How that character he played went to jail because he made out with a 15-year-old in public, like aggressively made out with her. And the whole thing was like this. I don't know what 15-year-old can make out like that. I think she's 21. Because look how she makes out pretty well. She must be 21. Like, well, no 15-year-old girl can make out like that.
Yeah, like we're so, we're, like culturally there's so much chauvinism that like, you know, we will make
excuses.
If it's a little girl, we will make excuses.
I would say no, though, as a counter argument to that, though, what you're bringing up and what you said about the YouTuber Little Bill. Because I would say I don't think it would have caused so much more of an uproar because of Catholic priests. Spotlight, everyone, from the Boston Globe.
Mm-hmm.
No one really gave a shit that all those boys got fucked. You know why also, too? No one also mm-hmm. gave a shit? Because that was supposed to come out in the year of 9/11. And it got pushed back to the following year because, hey, man, America needs their religious figures right now after what happened. We can't mm-hmm. have not only we can't have at the same time America being attacked by terrorists, and then we find out that there's this whole fucking basically trafficking industry of fucking little kids in the church.
This big conspiracy to cover up sex crimes within the Catholic Church.
So the thing is, I would say not really, because no one gave a fuck back then that little boys were getting fucked by our priests.
Okay,
and to this day, no one does a shit.
Well.
Really?
There are
people
who do.
You give a shit, but I'm talking about overall, because the thing is, you need indictments. And not only indictments, as I said back when we were talking about what we do as president, you may commit a sex crime, whether with an adult or a minor, you should be publicly hanged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is horrible, people. Like, this is not only rape, which is not consensual, this is with children.
Yeah.
Little girls, specifically with this just specific case of what's going on here with Epstein. Hundreds of little girls were just raped.
Yes.
And the sad part is, he picked these girls out, not because of, my God, they're so beautiful and elegant. It's like this. Oh, I'll pick them from the Florida trailer parks, because who's going to go, fuck if they're missing? Yeah. And also, too, if I give a trailer park girl $500, what's she going to say, no?
I just want to point out that the idea that Trump probably participated in said sex crimes with minors, this is not without merit. Back in 2016, there was a lawsuit filed by a woman who went by the name Jane Doe to protect her identity. She later did an interview under the name Katie Johnson. So I'm just going to refer to her as Katie Johnson.
Oh, I remember this. I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got it right here. She filed a lawsuit in June 2016, which I think is shortly after that Access Hollywood tape got out with the grab him by the pussy quote. Refiled in October 2016. Refiled in October of that year. Dropped in November after Trump got elected.
The first time, right? This is the first
time. The
election.
First time
the
he
first
got
term.
Elected. Because it's like, oh, shoot, he's president. I should not pursue this.
Yeah, fucking pieces of shit.
She claimed she was repeatedly raped by Trump and Epstein at Epstein's New York City apartment in 1994 when she was 13. A witness also given a pseudonym, Tiffany Doe, says she recruited Johnson and others. Johnson gave an interview to the Daily Mail in which she said she did not know who Trump was at the time of the attack, but identified him later when she saw him on television. This had been before The Apprentice, so I mean, people knew who he was.
Everyone knew him since the
80s. Maybe she watched Home Alone 2, and that's how she realized who he was. It's not known why she withdrew from the lawsuit. She has not spoken publicly and withdrawn her allegations since then. She has not been heard of since 2016, which is a little scary. There is something like official on file, an actual allegation that is connected to all of this regarding our current president. So,
and isn't he also have another lawsuit against the New York Times for the birthday letter I handwritten to Epstein?
Not the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. One of, I would say, the three newspapers of record in the United States, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street, that's kind of where we leave off from where we're recording today. maybe something has come up since then. But yeah, the Wall Street Journal reported on a letter that they obtained. This was like a birthday card that Trump sent to Epstein. And apparently this was among a collection of other birthday cards from other people. I think Dershowitz was one of them. So first of all, the idea that this is fake or manufactured, you kind of have to prove that the other letters are manufactured too.
As well, yeah.
But supposedly, yeah, it's a weird. Have you read what was quoted in that letter too?
No, I just think the overall thing just makes you more guilty. Where it's like, I want $10 billion.
It's written like a stage play where it's like. Epstein. I know.
Sorry, because when you say stage play, I'm like, I know how stage plays are written.
Yeah,
what
where it's like character name, line. Like it's a script all done apparently within like a doodle of like a naked outline of a woman, of like an outline of a naked woman.
Yeah.
Which makes it
kinda
also
like the way Playboy did some of their like stuff, yeah, like that outline thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which also makes it really gross, because it's like if they did all these like gross.
Intricate letters shit.
No, I was talking about their actual crimes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They did all this stuff, but, like, you know, a little silhouette drawing of a naked woman, you know, you know, ooh, little titillation, a little tease there. Like there's something kind of prudish and conservative about that where, I don't know, it reads like, you know, 13-year-olds. But, yeah, it's basically, like, Trump writes this, like, weird dialogue, allegedly, according to the story, where he and Epstein are like talking about this like friendship they have built on secrets, and you know, I you know, let's hope for, you know, more shared secrets together. It's so weird. And I'll just say this, if that letter was allegedly from Bill Clinton, MAGA would be all over that. MAGA would be united and being like, well, there you go.
That's all we needed.
That's all we need.
But now it's their people. It's their guys.
Well, I don't know.
There's some Wall Street Journal. Well, you know what's the problem with that? You're right, because now that MAGA is one of their guys, half of them are like, let's just wait for more info. Or better yet, they're brushing it under the rug like, oh, you know what? We don't need to talk about this anymore. Let's move on.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk is like, well, I'm going to trust my friends in the government to work on this, which is also a really weird way to phrase that.
Even though he's always said never trust the government. He's openly said that.
Yeah.
And I like how
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Even Brett Cooper is all like this. Look, you promised us the list. You can't just throw this under the rug. And it's like, you don't want to bring up the other stuff, girl. You're just saying like, hey, look, you know what? Just, we're going to give you a little more time. But you got to give it to us. You got to remember, the government's supposed to work for us. And I'm like, girl, the government hasn't worked for people since 1776.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is just, you want a transparency, ladies and gentlemen? You voted for transparency? Yeah. You're getting it. They don't want you to know the truth. They think you're fucking stupid. They think you're dumb. And that's why people are rioting and protesting in the streets.
The letter has prompted Donald Trump to, I guess he's filed the lawsuit.
Yes,
now.
He has. He's filed a $10 billion lawsuit.
To Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Wall Street Journal,
yep,
through his company News Corp. Now, in case that name sounds familiar, but you can't put a finger on it, Rupert Murdoch also owns Fox Corporation, which, of course, owns Fox News, which I would say is one of the biggest reasons why everything is wrong in this country is because that news channel exists. You know, very much a conservative news mogul. But Rupert Murdoch is, like, almost 100. He's older than Trump. He probably started this whole news mogul thing before Trump was born.
Yeah.
He is the inspiration behind Logan Roy for Succession. And, you know, you always got the sense that Logan Roy thought he was above
any other power,
certainly above the president. Like, there's a scene early on in, like, I think the first or second episode of Succession where... Or maybe early on in Succession, where he's at like the building, the big building where all his conglomerate is based, the headquarters, and his secretary says, like, you got a call from the president. He's like, all right, put him on hold.
Yeah.
He doesn't just rush to his office. He's like, no, I got to take care of this first. I got to take care of this. And then he goes to his office and says, hello, Mr. President. Doesn't even apologize for making the president of the United States wait. because he's like, no, he works for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, Rupert Murdoch thinks that, too. He has, like, I mean, he doesn't just own stuff in America. He owns stuff, like, all over the world. He's an Australian guy, for God's sakes. That's where he started. So Trump versus Murdoch, that's going to be fun. The best part about that is, like, I don't think this is going to go down like the Paramount lawsuit, because Paramount was actually trying to get something from that. Rupert Murdoch doesn't need anything from the government right now. I don't think he's interested in. He's not proposing a merger with anything. He's pretty content with his structure, as far as I know. So he could just be like, "Yeah, sure, sue us. I'll see you in court, asshole." if it does go to court, it'll be kind of fun, because then they get to prove, like, hey, this is how we obtained the letter. We obtained it through this source and this source, and then we get to prove that this is legitimate. And then let's say if Murdoch wins, does Trump have to pay out of pocket, or are we paying for that?
Both.
The taxpayer.
It's both. Because his out-of-pocket is our pocket.
Yeah.
His out-of-pocket is our pocket.
Well, he's had... Yeah, but he also has money from, like... Well,
his
yeah.
out-of-pocket is our pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing about this, which is really sad, is no justice will happen. No one's going to win in the end. This is going to turn into a sad JFK 9/11 thing where people will argue and debate for years. But we know the truth because... The list was the pictures themselves before this list will, if it'll ever come out. We've had the pictures. And the thing is, they were always trying to, like, say, oh, it's going to take some time, like you said, in February and March. It'll take some time because there's so many hundreds of hours of child pornography where our operatives have to go through to really see the faces and stuff. And I'm like this. You know who did it. We know.
Yeah.
It's just, you want it, is all it comes down to, what really when it comes down to, wealthy, famous, influential, powerful people who have been alleged or we all know have had sex with minors, do you personally really give a fuck at the end of the day? If it's our neighbor,
yeah.
Fucking hang him, right?
Yeah.
But if it's Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Jerry Seinfeld, by the way, when he met his current wife, she was still in high school. He was taking her to high school while they were dating. The guy was 40 already. But here's the thing. Let's be honest. Seinfeld's a great fucking TV show, isn't it?
Teach their own. I've never really cared for
it. But you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
Elvis Presley. God damn, his music's great.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lee Lewis fucking did. I love Michael Jackson's, most of his music. You can't deny the King of Pop. So mm-hmm. The conversation is, so you said to each their own when it comes to the taste of art, but you can't deny... that the shit they made is good, and for some reason that gives you the pass to fuck a kid. As long as your art is really fucking good, or you're fucking running those, you know, hundreds of thousands of yards down the field for that touchdown every fucking season, mm-hmm. It's sad that the American people really don't give a fuck where you put your dick in. It's a sad thing about our country.
Yeah.
Because honestly...
And maybe not just America. Can we really say a lot of other developed countries are better on this?
We should be the model, though, remember? We should be leading morally.
We always tell ourselves that we are the model of
the
free
world. No, we should
be.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm speaking just as an American for our country alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad thing that if you're really fucking good at something, you get a pass. I hope what happens to any pedophile, famous or not, is what happened to that one pedophile. I don't know if you heard about this. I think this was in the early 90s or the late 80s. Pedophile got caught, raped the fuck out of this 13-year-old boy. And while he was being transported from, like, the jail cell to the courthouse and cameras all over him, you know what that boy's father did on live TV? Walked up to him, blew his fucking head off. That dad went to jail. You know what happened to that dad? Nothing. No prisoner touched him. That guy got basically a free pass in jail not to get fucked with, because we know how dark and scary jails are and prison
mm-hmm.
is.
Yep.
Not one time was that father fucked with in jail. You know why?
Because they respected what he did.
Yeah. That man lost his life, but he said, I lost my son, so he blew that fucker's head off on live television. Our fathers know that. It happened on the fucking live TV.
Okay.
That's what happens. That's what should happen. And that dad should have been home holding his son and trying to rebuild his son's life. But here we are in America. Like, hey, what was it the Childish Gambino says? This is America.
I guess if there's a message, there's a message of what you can do.
Get loud and angry.
Get loud and angry. And then, but when at home, if you have children, always keep your always keep your child safe. Always be concerned about them. You know, I mean, it's your kids. You know,
stranger danger.
You know them better than I do. Yeah, stranger danger. And most importantly, my two cents is if there's someone in your life that's like really obsessed with, you know, with child predators, like where they say like, I would kill one if I ever met one. Don't leave your kid alone with that person. They're compensating for something, and I don't think you want to find out what that is.
Plus, also, though, like we did say, the justice system should be the punishment for any crime, and not just death and you getting yourself raped just as karma.
Yeah.
We've said that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's sad to say I do believe they should be killed, but first go through court, and then we can publicly hang them on NPR. But unfortunately, NPR is going to be gone soon, so is PBS, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, another distraction. I'll say this, though, as a last thing. I hope one day when it comes to, you know, those classes they teach you for rape prevention and how to protect yourself and, you know, on the dark streets or just, you know, when you're walking by yourself, I hope the mentality changes where we're teaching people not to yell fire, but you actually get to yell rape and someone will come and help you.
Because
mm-hmm. that's another sad thing. It's, oh, if you're being sexually assaulted, don't yell rape, yell fire, because that's when someone will come and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope that changes, where you just get to yell what's really happening and they will all run.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's our episode, just to end it right there.
Yep.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye, everyone.